Let England rejoice and good subjects be glad, since by royal indulgence we happy are made, since by a monarch that studies our rest of freedom and liberty we are possessed. Each under his vine now may sit with content, secure in the plenty which Providence sent, which all needless jealousies idle may lie, and unemployed pence, till at last they do die. The jars that divided opinions might cause, our great moderator decides, and those laws which conscience restrained, he does easy now make, and freedom of conscience lets each one partake, and mildness and mercy his power does dispense, making us happy beneath a good prince, whilst each in his station and calling may be, from fear of disturbance and trouble set free. That trade may increase and more plenty abound, and each in obedience and loyalty found, with grateful returns for a favor so great, as none without joy has the power to relate. A favor more welcome than is the gray spring, which comfort extremely to thousands doth bring, as welcome as peace to a mind in distress, on the hand that a captive from chains does release. What long was desired royal bounty affords, and graciously with our words, that each his religion in peace may enjoy, and none by encroachment each other annoy. But living in peace, we may joyfully sing, long live, reign, and prosper our most gracious King. And if we contend ere hereafter may it be, who shall exceed each in true loyalty? Let us be thankful for what we receive, and be in our stations contented to live. Let each in his calling his diligence use, and none e'er presume such a grace to abuse, but count it a blessing sent down from above, to end our debates and unite us in love, to give us a pattern how Christians should live, declining each other to vex or to grieve. Let names and distinctions that do give offense be now no more started on any pretense, but let each one study for quiet and peace, that unkind discord from henceforth may cease, and let each good subject in Britain's fair isle give thanks to a prince that does make her to smile, with fullness of plenty and prospect of trade, which appeared by complaints but so lately to fade. Whilst other nations our people did drain, who now have no cause to repine or complain, but freely returning may all things possess, to which a due claim to their right can express. No scruples of conscience they now can pretend, since the royal indulgence to all does extend. Great James, our good king, does by clemency prove how well he deserves every subject's true love. With mildness and mercy he wonders performs, and is lovely therein as he dreadful in arms. Then let us rejoice and each strive to do best, whilst our duty and loyalties to him expressed. Nor let us e'er think that enough we can do to deserve such a blessing, but ever pursue the ways of obedience and loyalty prize, renouncing forever all tumult and noise.